Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tommy, how are you?
I'm doing great. Happy New Year, guys. How are you?
Doing well.
We're holding our breath waiting to see if there's a three-peat. David has rejected the concept. I'm all for it.
I don't know, Tommy.
Hey, I am too. I'm here. I'm here just enjoying the ride. That's all I can say.
Well, I don't know if the Ravens would agree with that. We'll wait and see what happens, especially this weekend. Chiefs have their hands full, but I think they'll probably win in advance, but we digress. You're also going to be in town. Tommy, warning that right now, it's 8 degrees in Chicago. I know that probably you know that, but it's 8 degrees in Chicago, so dress appropriately for the Cubs convention.
I appreciate that. It's not much better here in Kansas City right now. There's been Cubs convention weekends where it's 45 degrees and everybody's wearing t-shirts outside, and then there's been times where we've been walking around in the snow. So the best part about Cubs convention for me, though, is like the weather doesn't matter. People come out in huge support of the team. It's always a fun time to get to see everybody. And I always say, like, the opening ceremonies that night, plus the Dempster show right afterwards, is like one of my favorite things, one of my favorite events of the year.
That's great. That's absolutely fun stuff. Help us out. So you're talking about a team where, you know, it looks like you're making a ton of moves in the bullpen. There's been a lot of guys signed. Do you know yet who the ninth inning guy is? Are we locked into a certain closer? What's going to happen with that? And I know it's a pre-spring training question, but I'm just really curious about what you see when you look at your crew.
I love we're January 15th and we're like, who's the closer? It's great because it's like the first day of spring training. That's the first question you get. Like, who's the opening day starter and who's the closer? And, you know, I think if we sat here today and said that our team is the finished product, like, we would be doing us and everybody else a disservice. I think we're still, you know, very active in trying to continue to raise our floor, especially in the bullpen. And, I think guys like Porter, like what Porter Hodge was able to do last year was really fun to see. And the guy who, you know, basically started in Double A and kind of worked his way up and pitched himself into some really high leverage situations. And the one thing, though, that we've learned, you know, over the years and been able to see is, like, going in, you know, saying, like, this is the one guy that's going to be in this role usually doesn't tend to work out quite the way you want to. So I think, you know, for us, just continuing to put good options out there. Porter is going to have a great season. There's probably going to be some times where he regresses a little bit as well, though, you know, coming into his second kind of full year in the big league. So continuing to surround and support him with guys back there. Nate Pearson had some really good innings last year. Merriweather, hopefully, you know, he's having a better off season, feeling healthy. And then just adding some smaller pieces too, just to kind of help, like, solidify that group. Like Eli Morgan, somebody we're excited about. You know, we got over from Cleveland, you know, signing Fieldbar, adding another lefty depth piece to go with, you know, like Luke Little and some of these younger guys. So, you know, it's definitely not a finished product. We're still, you know, looking to find ways to continue to support that group out there, but got to feel good about some of the young guys, how they performed last year, and looking forward to how they do this year as well.
So, Tommy, the big news this week was Roky Sasaki narrowed his choices. We may learn later today where he will land. The Cubs were in on him. They made a pitch for him. Just curious, number one, how involved were you with that process, and what is the right way to view this development? Because it does seem a little disappointing, but can you miss something you never had?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it's disappointing in the fact that, you know, we were one of the teams that got to present. You know, I was part of that, part of the process. We felt really good about just the overall process we went through, the presentation, the evaluation, the whole thing, and it didn't work out. And for one reason or another, he chose the three teams he did. And I think, you know, is it disappointing you don't get a guy of that caliber? Absolutely. But I think what you're able to take away as a group and as an organization, all the people that came together to work on a project like that, it's exciting because we know we can do really good things. And yes, we're not a finalist for Roky, but when you can showcase what you can do as an organization to an agency or to an industry in a different light that, you know, you don't do in normal free agency, I think it's always a really good thing. I do think the whole process is a little weird with a guy like Roky, because it's just, just the international free agent signing thing is just, there still needs to be, in my opinion, some kinks, you know, worked out. The fact that you have a guy of that caliber that you're going to be able to get for 6 years, in your organization, and he gets to decide where he wants to go, seems really strange when you have like a Paul Skeens who's a first round draft pick and the Pirates get him. So, you know, it's just a weird process, and I think it's something that, you know, I think MLB over time is going to need to continue to figure out, because there's going to be more talent like his that pops up, you know, and we see that kind of every couple of years, some really, really talented people. But, you know, as far as our process, you know, felt really good about it. Now it's, you know, how we continue to find ways to make our team better.
I'm curious, Tommy, have you ever, I know you've said konnichiwa to Shota. Have you ever been to Japan? Are you looking forward to?
Never.
Yeah. Never.
Yeah, I've never been. Really looking forward to going. I think it's going to be, I mean, just the opportunity to go see a country like that you've never really seen, but also just the baseball atmosphere. I think, right, I'm really looking forward to that. I got to play in the Dominican winter ball, you know, 1 year when I was still playing. And I tell guys all the time, it was one of the coolest experiences I've ever been in, because it's just so different, the atmosphere and the way they would cheer during the games. And I just anticipate, you know, a really cool environment to be in, a country to be in. Obviously, the travel and going to Japan mid-spring training is always going to cause some, you know, it's on my radar big time, because we're trying to plan and make sure guys are prepared and all those things. But, you know, it is going to be really fun, and it's going to be an awesome opportunity. It's going to be a great way for us to showcase our team and our talent on a big stage, and we're looking forward.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year, because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Tommy, what do the Cubs have in Matthew Boyd, and how would you characterize that signing? Is it high risk, high reward? Do you consider those risks with his injury history, you know, things that aren't factors now? Because he, if he is healthy, would seem like a big asset.
Yeah, I think there's definitely some risk reward there, just with the fact, you know, for his innings limits, basically over the last, you know, 3 to 4 years. But with that being said, I think part of the process when you're evaluating players is, you know, where are they now? What injuries are they coming off of? How did they finish? How are they feeling? You know, getting eyes on them in the offseason, it's important. And for a guy like Matt, I think, you know, if we're sitting here today and we say, like, Matt Boyd throws 120 innings of really good baseball, I think we'd all be, like, really happy about that. Anything above that would be great. We know when he's on the field, he is a really good pitcher. He's a really good pitcher. And he's proven that, you know, over time. So, you know, the communication side of things, making sure that he's feeling good and that he's when he's out on the field, he's going to be the best version of himself. It's extremely important. And one thing counsel talks about all the time is, like, it's a puzzle. It's a puzzle to cover 1,400, almost 1,500 innings in the course of the season. Starters, if you're a good team, your starting rotation is good, you're covering 850 to 900, 950 of those innings. It's all one big puzzle, and you're putting the pieces together. I think the combination of signing a Matt Boyd with the upside, but with some injury history, with guys like Colin Ray being able to cover some of that, knowing that you have some guys that can step in and cover some major innings if we need to make some moves, I think it's really important. But for me, Matt Boyd is a guy who, you know, on the field, and we're going to keep him on the field, like, he's going to be a really good pitcher.
So along those lines, you know, guys, how they ended the season, are there injuries? Ben Brown and Cade Horton didn't finish 2024. Are they going to be on innings limits? Are they bullpen guys in your mind? How are they doing? How do you keep in touch with them at this point?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, they're both doing great right now, which is a really good thing. I think they'll both be here this weekend too. I know I'm pretty sure Ben and Kate are going to all both be in town, which will be fun for everybody to get to see them. I think what these signings allow you to do is not rush guys that either didn't finish the season healthy or might be slightly delayed. Not meaning that they're, like, hurt or not, you know, going to be, like, missing the first 2 or 3 months of the season, but it affords you the opportunity to not rush and push those guys in early in the season. We see mid-March, late March, and that end of April, early May times are the two biggest times of the year that guys get hurt in baseball, especially on the pitching side. And that's just been that way for a long time. We're doing a lot of research and finding ways to be able to try to negate that on our end. And some of that is just having more bodies and having the volume of pitchers you need to get through that portion of the season. Both of those guys, you know, definitely still believe in as starters. We're always open, as you saw, like Ben last year at times, to have guys, young guys especially, come in and pitch some high leverage innings in the bullpen, and we trust them to do that. So it leaves the door wide open, and that signings like Boyd and Ray afford us the opportunity to not only, you know, make sure those guys are ready for the season, but also have some creative ideas on how to utilize guys early.
So have you gone to Chiefs games? And when you do you sit in proximity to the Taylor Swift suite?
There's always one eye on the game, one eye on the suite, you know, I feel like when you're there. But, you know, this has been a busy offseason. It's been great. It's been one of the years I haven't gotten to go to a game yet. I feel like it's been just with family stuff and you know, work stuff. It's just there's always something going on. But, you know, it's funny. When the Ravens-Bills game is going to be really fun to watch. And, you know, somebody in the AFC has got to come in and try to beat the Chiefs, not try to lose. It just seems like this time of year – everybody comes to KC and they try not to lose instead of trying to just put your hair back and play on fire. So be fun to see this weekend how the games play out.
So if they get past the Texans, Tommy, who do you prefer? Who are you cheering for in that game?
I prefer the Bills. The one thing about the Bills is like Josh Allen is one of those guys that's not afraid of the Chiefs.
Right.
But, man, I don't want any part of Derrick Henry and I'm spacing on the quarterback.
Lamar.
Lamar.
What? Yeah.
He's a pretty good right-hander.
I may even be good in the bullpen, but those two guys just scare me this time of year. They can just control a game and you know, I don't really love seeing any part of those guys.
That's awesome. Thanks so much, Tommy. Have a great weekend. We're looking forward to it.
Safe travels, Tommy. See you Saturday.
Thank you, guys. Have a great one.
That is Tommy Howdeve, the Cubs pitching coach. He's a regular guest on the show, and we love talking to him.
Yeah, they still probably need a closer, and they lost out on Sasaki, but they've had a pretty good offseason.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.